Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, as we talked about with the Illinois Film Office just a couple months ago, this summer's a strong one for movies and television shooting in the Chicago area, and that includes a new pilot for Comedy Central called Southside. Southside is a workplace comedy set and shot right here in Chicago, and it's written by Bashir and Sultan Salahuddin. And my next guest, Diallo Riddle. Diallo Riddle is the co-creator of Southside, and he's playing a role in the pilot. Riddle's credits include the NBC show Marlin, which is coming out, HBO Silicon Valley, and writer and performer on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. Riddle's in town shooting the pilot for Southside as we speak. He's in studio. Diallo Riddle, welcome to The Download.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk about Southside, because there's so much to talk about with all the credits that we just rattled off. But this is a pilot that's shooting right now. Talk about what it is and what we should expect from a pilot called Southside.
Well, I think the mission statement of Southside is that we want to show that the Southside, despite its reputation, is a place where people live and people laugh and people have a good time. And there is some, you know, there is some urban blight, if you will. But we don't sugarcoat it. But we want to show that, like, the things that you see on the nightly news are not the only things that go on there. My writing partner and producing partner, Bashir, grew up at 83rd and Emerald. Okay. And so, you know, he was down there. And he was just like, I want to do a show that shows more than just one side of this town. And by the way, we're huge fans and consumers of comedy. And one of the shows we really like was Trailer Park Boys. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, what if you did a show that was like Trailer Park Boys, but set on the south side
That's
of Chicago?
Great. That's great.
And so we went in and pitched that to Comedy Central. And Comedy Central, by the way, been one of the best developing experiences ever. They are so supportive and they're so responsive anytime we reach out to them. It's just been a great experience. And we've got, you know, we wrote a script. You sort of see these characters in your head, you give them voices, you give them personalities, and you hope that they work. You know, they read the script, they liked it, then they gave us the chance to actually come back here and shoot the pilot.
So you're shooting the pilot now. When you guys are the writers and you're the creators and producers of a pilot, how much does it change when you get to set? When you have to go fast here, you have to do this in a
I mean, it's so unpredictable. Like all filmmaking, like you kind of go in with your plan and your army, and then some things come out better than you expect, and you're just like, oh, that was so great. And then other things don't work at all. And then you're just like, man, we got to fix this. You know, it's just, it's really scene by scene. And, you know, even with this show, let me say that most of our cast are people who not just are from the South Side of Chicago, they actually still live there. You know, like we did a lot of casting, and we wanted to make sure that these actors didn't look like just some, you know, UCB actors we flew in from LA.
Right,
you know, like
right,
we wanted to make sure that, like, we had legitimate people from the South Side playing themselves, because we wanted it to look authentic. And I'm proud to say that even though a lot of these people, some of them haven't even had the chance to do much acting before, but I think that, you know, between them having natural talent, Bashir and I and our director Michael Blyden all sort of like being there to be supportive and coach, we've gotten some amazing performances out of people. Now, let me also add that we do have some appearances by some amazing, well-known comedic people, including Lil Rel, who's having just
great.
One of the best years.
Yeah, he's
ever.
Been on the show. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, I mean, like, he came through, did an amazing job in his scene. And I don't want to even say too much about specific scenes in the show, because I really want people, when this show goes to series, God willing, we have the chance to surprise people.
Well, Comedy Central had success with Detroiters, which just came out, which was a love letter.
Great show.
Love letter to Detroit. That's really what this is. Can we expect the same thing?
I think so.
A love letter to the South Side?
Yeah, I don't think anybody who watches this show is going to think, man, they are not getting any film permits next year. Like, I think that it's funny and it's irreverent, but I also think that everybody watching it is going to come away with, like, a warm feeling. And maybe even a warm feeling for the South Side of Chicago, which, you know, doesn't always get a lot of love. You know, politicians like to use it as a scare tactic almost. And I think that this is going to remind people that anywhere there's humans, there's humanity. And, you know, just the other day we were shooting at this pretty prominent restaurant, the Beverly Woods restaurant. But every 2 seconds, like, people would sort of like come over. They would literally just wander up to Video Village, and so we got to work with security. But they would literally wander up and just say, hey, what are y'all shooting over here? And it would be like, oh, we're shooting this. Oh, you mind if I watch a little bit? And we'd be like, oh, yeah, you know what? Yeah, why not? You know, you can tell us what we're nailing.
Sure, get under the hood. Sure.
They're like, tell us what we're doing. Sometimes they give you more feedback than you're like, this is a great scene, but the lighting's all wrong. You know, you're just like, wow, you really know a lot about this. So.
Being an Atlanta native, you know, and you guys did the Brothers from Atlanta. You had the pill.
That was a pilot.
That was HBO pilot.
Yeah, so when we came off of, because we were writers on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, we actually only left there because we had the chance to develop a pilot with HBO. And we ended up developing two pilots with them. But the second of the two the pilots was Brothers in Atlanta.
Yeah,
I should say both of our HBO pilots were based in Atlanta, where I'm from. And I would say that we kind of were able to give a view of Atlanta in one of them and a different view of Atlanta in the other one. But I'm very proud of Brothers in Atlanta. It was a great show. It actually got ordered to series. And then, quite frankly, there was a lot of executive shuffling while we were developing with HBO. When we got there, Sue Nagel was the president, and then Mike Lombardo was the president, and then by the time we were leaving, Casey Bloys was becoming
the president. I can't even imagine. And in that business of not being able to get your stuff to air because managers change, but that's a different segment. But I will ask, I mean, how important, because you're from Atlanta and you developed pilots for a show that was in Atlanta. Now Bashir is a Chicagoan and you're developing a show for Chicago. Yep. How important is it for you to have place in your comedies?
In anything we've ever done, the city is pretty much the third character. It really needs to come through in every way. And I think that especially now that you have so many shows going for sort of grounded comedy, the place you ground your comedy is super important. So if it looks like we shot a bunch of exterior shots, but like the interiors could be anywhere, then I feel like that's a failure.
Right,
and by the way, sometimes that happens. Like I've heard like It's Always Sunny is like doesn't go anywhere near Philadelphia. They shoot a couple of exterior shots and then they're all in Glendale.
Well, that's what television was for years. They always say Married with Children was set in Chicago and you're like, they didn't do anything. They showed the Buckingham Fountain and they moved on. But
And by the way, that can totally work. It can totally work. But I think for a show like this, we really want it to really feel like it's grounded there all the time. I think city, the only thing more important than the city it's placed in is probably the characters themselves.
Diallo Riddles is my guest tonight. He's a writer and producer, co-writer, co-producer of the new pilot for Comedy Central called Southside, which is shooting right now. It's a pilot. We'll talk about what it takes to get it picked up and also about the other credits. I mean, you were a writer and performer Late Night with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
You've got the Marlin Show with Marlin, which is coming out, Marlon Wayans Show, which is coming out.
Rarely do I go out on a limb and say something, but I just think that America's going to embrace that show. I think that, you know, Marlon is a guy who wants to entertain you. He wants to make you laugh. It reminds me of when we actually first started working for Jimmy. Like, Jimmy has a little writer in his brain working all the time. And Marlon's very much the same way. So even in between takes, like, Marlon will sit down in his chair and you can see him sort of thinking. He has like sort of like that look that a boxer gets in between rounds. Like, you know, you sort of get the sense, oh, okay, how can I make this even more crazy in the next take? And by the way, as an actor, I had to get ready for that because he likes to make jokes at the expense of other actors sometimes. So I would always have a couple of, you know, I'd have a couple of quivers.
You got to be ready.
You know, on my side, yeah.
Diallo Riddles, my guest. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. My guest in studio, Diallo Riddle. He is the co-writer and co-producer of the new pilot for Comedy Central called Southside, which is shooting now. Also a former writer and performer from Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. Also in the show Marlin on NBC, which is just coming out now. Silicon Valley, other things. You've done a ton of stuff. A lot of the credits that we just mentioned, you were on the ground floor, either a first writer that's in the building, a co-producer. I think a lot of people think of comedy writers and people in Hollywood as they get this job, it's cush, they come in, they make the jokes, they leave. But in your experience, I think it's very similar to several. It's a lot like starting a business. It's a startup.
I like the Wild West when it comes to writing. I like the idea that not everything has been decided. There's something nice if you go into a project and it's already a well-oiled machine. I appeared on about six episodes of Silicon Valley. That was in seasons 2 and 3. So they were already trucking, you know, and that was fun. But yes, with Fallon, with the pilots that we've done, even with Marlon, like, I like being able to decide this is what it's going to become. Right. And then truthfully, at some point you are like, okay, well, we've done this and maybe now it's time to move on to something else. I like it when things are still sort of free form and anything can happen. To me, that's exciting.
I guess there's the positive of that, that anything can happen. There's a lot of energy around there, but I would assume there's some negative stress around it too. The uncertainty of a joke working or a bit working or
totally.
Script working in that sense.
But the chaos is part of what makes it fun. I can still remember those early days at Fallon when people would pitch things, and every now and then, like, because a lot of us who were in that first generation of Fallon writers, like, we stay in touch. Even Michael Blyden, who's directing Southside, we met at Fallon. We'll talk about some of the ideas we pitched in the early days, and you just laugh at it because you're like, that's nothing that Jimmy would have ever wanted to do. But we were learning each other even as we were learning what the show was going to be, and that was... I wouldn't trade that for the world. There were some great years. We actually got there before the show debuted. I remember we could all fit on one hallway. There was Jimmy's office. There was Shoemaker's office. Our producer, Gavin Purcell, had an office. And then there was the writer's office, which had five desks and five writers. And I was fortunate enough to be one of those writers. And then I remember by the time we debuted, we had expanded. We took up, like, maybe half a floor or something like that. But I still remember when we went down for the very first taping of that episode, it was like, my writing partner and I, we wrote a Slow Jam the News.
Yeah,
that
great.
That was our first bit. And then Jimmy had his interview with Robert De Niro. And then he came off and, like, we all just started jumping up and down because just to have completed the show was just that exciting. I got to meet Questlove, who I consider a friend to this day. Like, you know, and just, yeah, it was a special time.
Well, I think of that show, and this is a precursor to the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. This is late night. This is the show he did that was the 11 o'clock
the
or 11:30.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that show was so ingenious, and there was a design to it that was just, I was a huge fan of it. Whether it was Slow Jam the News or having the Roots as the house band or the video pieces that were really the first to go viral to have the late night talk show get into that space. Take us to that time, because there's something really great about thinking about that was almost seemed like pure creativity. Every night you guys were putting stuff out that the next day people were talking about.
I will say this. Jimmy was the visionary. Jimmy was the one who was like, every day he would say, you know, how are we going to top last night's show? And Michael Blyden, by the way, directed almost all those early videos that you're talking about. And everybody just wanted to do the best show that we could do. You know, it wasn't just a job. You know, I think... To go to your earlier point, I think that's why it's maybe less interesting to me coming into something that already knows what it is, because when you don't know what it is, you can really invest wholeheartedly and capture something cool. I lived in New York for 4 years working on that show, and there are still places in New York I never got out to see, because you would go to 30 Rock first thing in the morning,
you were there. Yeah, you were there.
You were there. There were plenty of nights we were there till like 11:15. And bear in mind, I had just gotten married. I have a young child at home. So the desire to get out of there was always strong, but everybody else is like giving it 100%, and so you have to do the same.
Yeah.
And it was always exciting. There was like, you know, you get there at 9:15, you're pitching by 10 a.m. By 11 a.m., they're making decisions about what's in the show. By 1 p.m., you have props and production running around crazy. There's a rehearsal. I think back then it was around, like, you know, maybe 2:30 or something like that. And then the show is around 5:30.
It's amazing to think about, because there's so much lore around what it takes to write a daily late-night talk show.
Yeah. And to fill up an hour.
And fill up an hour.
It's a little bit different. Like, The Daily Show, like, they have half an hour, which was really just two blocks.
Right.
But for Fallon, you've got...
You got monologue, you've got bits,
yeah, so
you've got
much.
Videos you have to put in, you have questions for...
By the way, there was also a separate monologue staff, and I've stayed in touch with a lot of those people. You know, Bashir and I recently were the head writers of the NBA Awards, which Drake hosted, and we called on some of those friends of ours. One person that comes to mind is Morgan Murphy, who's, I think, one of the funniest people out, and, you know, we called her in to...
Say hey.
I mean, like, those people are, like... sharpshooters. You know, they come in and you're like, we need 300 jokes about D'Angelo Russell. And they just, and it's amazing, like, you get 300 jokes.
Well, for you, I mean, being in that environment, an environment in which you're called upon to come up with ideas for a comedy show daily, and like you just mentioned, the idea of getting there in the morning, and how as a comedy writer, how do you approach that?
Yeah.
And how do you hone that, that you don't get burnt out, that you don't just keep doing the same things?
Who says
over
they
and over?
Don't get burnt out?
Yeah, right.
I will admit, there are times when things happen in the news, and I'm just like, oh, thank God I don't have to figure out what the joke behind this is. You know, I remember the first time they came out, you know, one of those KFC or something came out with like the chicken sandwich where it was like the bread was the chicken
and the
cheese was in the middle or something like that.
Right,
like, you know, you had to figure out what the take on that episode was going to be on stuff like that. So every now and then I'll hear a news story and I'll be like, well, I don't have to write any Black China Rob Kardashian jokes. Sounds good to me. I mean, like, it's definitely that's the hardest part of the job is like finding out something funny about every single thing that
happens. How do you prepare yourself for that? How do you, I mean, as a writer, a young writer who's like, okay, I'm going to get this job, how do you have the discipline to put that together?
I'll tell you the truth. I do not remember. I don't recall. It's really tough. And especially in today's environment where, like, I do feel like the politics is hard to ignore. I have to imagine it's very different writing there now, you know, because you do have to figure out. We didn't really do a ton of politics because we got there in 2008. I feel like, you know, that wasn't the mood at the time. So we got to do things that referenced our childhood or movies that were popular. Like we got to do a lot of reality TV was really big. You know, we once had a joke in the office that if you could just work Snooki's name into the punchline,
you're good to go.
It was comedy gold. Like, you know, it was like a Pavlovian response from the audience. Just,
well, we're looking forward to Southside. And, you know, as a pilot.
Yeah.
And you've been down this road before.
Been down that road.
Do you have to temper your expectations for what?
Yes. When you're working on a pilot, it's just so much different than, like, for say, when I was, like, working with Marlon. You know, I already know that show's going to air. You feel that sort of adrenaline of it's going to air. With a pilot, it's almost like going into a relationship knowing she has a terminal disease. Like, she may live, she may die.
I mean,
it really is that bleak sometimes. And there are times when, because we've done pilots that didn't go forward. You know, we did one pilot with HBO, and then we were told by the new president, hey, let's do another pilot. And then we did another pilot. And that pilot was ordered to series. And then at some point there was some changes and the series order was rescinded. That's the hardest of all to actually be like, you know, on Facebook, like, Mom, Dad, we have a show. It's coming on next year. And then you look up
post,
and then there's nothing. You know, it's just like the town with the tumbleweed blowing.
Well, you got to promise to come back if it gets picked up, even if it doesn't. But we'd love to talk to you more about Southside because we hope that it there's a show of Comedy Central on the Southside.
I think the city's going to love Southside. I think that just the feedback that I've gotten from our crew and our background players, like all the local people who are working on this project with us, they're all like, you know, I work on a lot of these Chicago shows, but I gotta say, you guys are making us laugh. Like, we're cracking up in between, and you feel it. You feel it on set. I think people are gonna embrace Southside.
Diallo Riddle is the co-writer and co-producer of the new pilot for Comedy Central called Southside. He's also the new show Marlin, which is coming out on NBC, and he was a writer and performer for Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. Diallo, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us, man.
This has been tons of fun.